This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ton of calls I want to go to. We're going to get to all of you. Will Johnson wants to get into reparations, which is something I need to talk more about. You have Democrats openly saying, let's do it. Do you understand how crazy that is? I mean, that's like saying, even if you could prove somebody's ancestor did something, your dad murders somebody, you don't go to prison. Or your mom writes a bad check, you don't go to jail. The idea that you're like six great-grandpa's back or something, somebody was involved in slavery, then you're going to pay somebody money, that is just total civil war. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Will Johnson's our guest. Let's go back to your phone calls. We'll go to Brad, then we'll go to Laura. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you pointing out that this might be a false flag in New Zealand. Seems like they all are anymore. I mean, it's hard to say, but
like, the media is certainly working hand in glove. He wants a race war, and they're just doing whatever the guy wants. So,
and whenever the media is all together, it's like a talking point, as you pointed out numerous times on numerous issues. Whenever you get a talking point and they're saying it's a manifesto, if it makes no sense, it's a mass killing, the media immediately jumps on it, you can tell it's orchestrated.
It certainly, well, he says he wants an orchestrated race war, and then how do you get the guns into New Zealand when you can't even own those guns and he had illegal equipment? Why is there no discussion of that?
Yeah, they shut down any arguments. They don't want to talk about facts. They don't want to investigate. They just want to take some talking points, push them out there, and then demonize someone. And it's the same as you point out with vaccines. They don't want, if vaccines were so good, people would go for them. There wouldn't be any condemnation of people who don't want to take them. Yeah, there wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't have to shove it down our throat if it was actually good. So it doesn't make sense.
Clearly they're using it to try to end free speech all over the planet and stop the general public live streaming. Do you agree with that, Brad? What else do you think the agenda is?
I think the agenda is constant. The big picture is they're trying to turn the United States into Europe. They're just going about it a different way because they've already showed their hand with Europe what they're going to do. So they're doing it worldwide. It's a global agenda to shake people up. Keep everybody nervous, upset, not knowing what's going to happen next. But they're pushing the agenda to break down America, basically, and they're going about it in various ways.
I agree. We're going to go to break, come up with a few more calls, and get into the whole reparations divide and conquer. Will Johnson, what do you think is behind this? Where do you think this is going?
You know what? I think this is a globalist agenda for gun control across the planet. This happened overseas, halfway around the world, and they're going to end up trying to implement their gun laws to us. To my understanding, they're supposed to come out with no more gun control that's supposed to take place in New Zealand, and everyone's waiting to see what they're going to do. And I guarantee if it's restricting people from protecting themselves, they're going to try to do the same thing here in America. It's a globalist thing. I wouldn't be surprised if the UN didn't have anything to do with it.
I agree. And notice he said, I want you to feel scared everywhere that you're not safe. So globally, exactly. They're going to say, oh, we got to do what New Zealand did.
Yes. And I'm guaranteed that the Democrats will say, you know what? We need to push that policy here. I'm still asking the question, why was John Podesta there days before it took place? Maybe John Podesta, maybe he has something to do with those firearms getting into the country. I'm just guessing. Someone needs to ask those questions. We need to know. Because if they're going to try to implement their gun laws here, because, you know, the Democrats are going to push for it, We need to know why they're trying to do this. And what I was talking about earlier is a TV show called Designated Survivor. Everything that they're talking about on there about gun control, about how the Democrats look great, that's exactly how they're pushing it in the liberal media. And they're trying to say the right wingers are the terrorist groups in America. And white supremacy is on the rise. The right, the alt-right, the right wing are the ones that's terrorizing everybody. And it's not true. And we need to recognize.
I saw Ryan telling them this weekend. He goes, it's an epidemic. White supremacists are everywhere. Ah, their lives. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls right now with Will Johnson, InfoWars.com reporter with UnitedAmericaFirst.com. Vox Day's coming on. He sees a lot of this evidence, points towards false flag. The guy says he's doing it to cause a global race war and to get groups going at each other's throats. That's the definition of a provocative false flag. We'll cover it all coming up. Doesn't mean it's the type of false flag where he's not the shooter. Doesn't mean people didn't die. It means it's a political motive. Like Charlie Manson said, I want a global race war to reduce population. And now they're going after our free speech. Let's go to who's up next here. Laura in Utah. Laura, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I appreciate your coverage of the front that the story in Christchurch has made. The problem that I have is it's taken entirely all the attention off of the picture that was being presented just a few days before in that video that was put out, The Brains Behind AOC. And I believe there's a connection there.
Okay, say that again. What's the video that it's covering up from?
The Brains Behind AOC. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, how AOC is funded by all these globalists and how she stole millions of dollars and all these other groups and organizations out there. That's a great point. Yeah, the Democrats, as Will Johnson said earlier, for all their anti-Semitism, for all the radical Islamic stuff, for all of the crazy anti-American stuff, calling America garbage, they were really getting their asses handed to them, and then magically this guy pops up. So tell people what's in the video that you think is so important. We just put it on screen.
I believe it's the connection between the Young Turks and her chief of staff, Chakrabarty. I watch a lot of Hindi films, and this kind of thing is par for the course in their mode of thinking. And you can look at ones that, like Jai Ho by Salman Khan, or super hit was Shahenshah. There's this theme where there's an element of criminal power that wants to stay in power, and they create a false flag or a pretend front attack, and then they pretend that their party is the victim, and you know, present that image before the public, and people just buy it.
No, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. That's how World War I began with false flags. World War II began. That's in mainline history books. And then we talk about false flags, and we're crazy. And we're not supposed to raise the question. Thank you, Laura. Certainly the Democrats had had a few bad months with the Covington kids and with Jesse Smollett and with the governor. That's what started it in Virginia, saying we keep the babies alive and get their organs. All of that was coming out, and so it'd been a really bad few months, and boy, right on time, this guy pops up. I think she's got a point, Will.
No, absolutely. You know, they were talking about one of the things that was in that video is how AOC was like she won a contest and they ran her through and just put her name in, and because of the popularity, she won. That's the only reason why
she
won.
And it turns out she was running an $18 million PAC with a bunch of high-powered Democrats and the young turds behind her.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and now $1 million is missing and they're questioning it and they're trying to, you know, because she's a Democrat, they're just going to like sweep it under the rug. There's nothing here, nothing here. Let's talk about
New Zealand. But Sousa gives $24,000 to his friends, doesn't file the paperwork, he goes to prison.
Yeah, I mean, because he's not a Democrat. Democrats
exactly, it's not white privilege, it's Democrat privilege.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's Democrat privilege. Because you can have someone that assault two women, that's the lieutenant governor, and guess what happens? Nothing. Sweep it under the rug.
McCabe's wife to get a $500,000 from Hillary, right? While he's going, they are all allowed to commit crimes.
Yeah. We could, if we did anything minute to what Hillary Clinton did, you wouldn't even see us any longer. We'd be under the prison, federal prison. If not in the guillotine.
Damn right. Hey, Will, I want to invite you because I've been wanting to get you on the show, and they're like, well, we hadn't asked Will. I want you to host an hour a week at least. I want you to guest host when I'm out of town because you're always kicking ass. We've got all these other callers. Thank you, Laura. And I want to try to get to them. I will, but you may be gone by then because we have like 20 phone lines, so it's impossible once we load them up to always get to everybody in the same hour. But getting into reparations, your view on that, because we've got mainline Democrats from Kamala Harris to Pocahontas to Pedo to O'Rourke, all of them are pushing it now.
Exactly. My question is who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay reparations? To me, it's nothing but a tax on white people. And if it is going to be to where white people pay for it, maybe it should be the Democrats that pay for it, because it was the Democrats that were for slavery. It's the Democrats that is for slavery. It's the Democrats that stopped reparations in the first place. Originally, the Republicans came up with it to help black people out to get on their feet. But then you have what Andrew Johnson come out and say, no, you're not going to have reparations. So we're going to take what you received and give it to your previous slave owners. That's exactly what took place. But for some reason, now you have to bring reparations back like it's
their idea. By the way, I'm
going to
stop you again. You've got to come on for a full hour. That's why I love you, Will, because I'm serious. I talk to senators, congresspeople. They don't know any history. Exactly. Back at the time, the Republicans wanted 200 acres and three mules and $100, and then they pared it down to 40 acres and a mule to the actual people. Here's reparations.
Yes.
And then it never really happened. And then now, hundreds of years later, we're going to go to people who weren't involved and say reparations. Trump's real reparations are bringing factories to black areas or cutting taxes on poor people. The real reparation is having an economy for everybody. And exactly, it was the Democrats blocked real reparations to real people who'd actually been wrong.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And here it is, 2019. Who's going to pay for it? Do black people pay for reparations too? Because, I mean, it's just a tax. Or is it only going to be white people paying for it? I'm so sick of them trying to.
By the way, there were black people in their own plantations. That's in the history. So black people got to pay that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Black people, they own slaves too. And, you know, if you look at some of the history, a lot of black people own white people. And even today, you still have Muslims over in the Middle East owning black people, and the liberal left say nothing about it. Why? Because they are for slavery when it's to their benefit. That's why they got Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib coming into the Democratic Party, changing what the party is. Trying to move forward is what they call it. Moving forward. Yeah, moving forward to more chaos and sickness. My opinion. And all this is geared towards the last days. We're in the last days, and it's all crazy, and it's all coming ahead right now. And you are InfoWars at the tip of the I mean, it's crazy. You can't even make this nonsense up. Seriously? Why do we even have this conversation about reparations in the year 2019? And who's going to pay for it? Who's going to benefit from it? It's crazy. All it is a tax.
And it's in the history books, not the ones at college, but the original history books. It's a congressional record that Democrats blocked real reparations to actual slaves.
They did, because, and then, yeah, they did, absolutely. Then any of the black people that did receive something, the Democrats made them give it up and give it back to the previous slave owners. So the previous slave owners benefited again. I mean, so.
Well, let me tell you, you go to East Texas, a lot of black folks have got a little gas well or an oil well, and it's always on 40 acres because that's the original land that they passed on. And a lot of the black folks in East Texas actually have 40 acres from the end of the Civil War. So it got pared back to almost nothing, but at least something. But again, it just the Democrats are bold, Will. They're bold.
Why can't we move on as a people? Why can't we move on as Americans? You know what? It only took Obama 2,922 days just about to reverse everything Martin Luther King did. That's it. 2,922 days is all it took, and he did it. Now we have this division in this country like never
before. Wow, that's profound. You're right. Obama overturned Martin Luther King's legacy.
Yes. Yes, in that many days, 2,922 days is all it took for him to do years and years.
Well, Will Johnson is not just on fire. He's explosive. Thank you, Will. God bless you. Great points.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they're fighting, it's in their mind, it's what they want.
We're about to go to Vox, day of unauthorized.tv. Talk show host, author, comic book company owner, always informative. He's got a lot of the anomalies on the false flag. But what type of false flag is it? It's clearly a false flag, but the spectrum of false flags. The guy says he did it to create a race war. Well, that's a false flag. I mean, Operation Himmler to launch World War II was a false flag. The Nazis attacked themselves to attack Poland. So a false flag is something you do to blame another group and cause an event. But first, this just broke minutes ago. Donna Brazile, who helped fix the debates on CNN for Hillary, who was involved in all the mega corruption. She's now a contributor at Fox News. Fox News tried to hire me three separate times over the years. Ann Cal was in one of the offers. They wanted us to co-host a show Sunday afternoons together. I said no. They couldn't believe it. So my point is I'm not attacking Fox because of this. But as a guest, I used to go on Geraldo and other shows. They told me, you're banned. In fact, I was told by a well-known Fox News host at dinner a few years ago, oh, yes, you're banned at Fox. Well, I already knew that. But this host who tried to get me on, another big national host, you might imagine he's the second biggest person on television, told me I'm banned. So Donna Brazile is in at Fox. Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden. Well, good. I add that to my quiver of arrows. I add that as another feather in my cap, like Puss in Boots. I've got the most feathers. It's just the way it is. So here's Donna Brazile, ladies and gentlemen, at Fox News.
This weekend, Donna, that when he, if he were to get the nomination, he would choose a woman as his vice president. So I'd like your thoughts on those developments over the weekend.
First of all, welcome to the race. This is a very large and exciting field. We have so many dynamic candidates on the Democratic side, whether they come from big states like Texas or California, or small states like, of course, Vermont. We have, I think, inside the Democratic Party, a very...
All right, let's stop there. I already watched it. It's a bunch of talking points. It's like a robot or a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic thing. But here's the big takeaway from this. Now you know why the Democrats said, oh, my God, we were not allowed Fox to host any of our debates. Because Donna Brazile fixes them. So if you can't beat them, join them. Did Fox News hire her to fix the debates? You better damn believe it. I mean, it's got to be looked at. Wow. Wow. Okay, going to Vox Day, unauthorized.tv, voxday.blogspot.com. Voxversity on YouTube. Vox, so much to get into, my friend. What a crazy time we're in right now. You want to plunge right into the new church situation and what's really behind that, what the goals are of it?
Well, let me first say that I don't know exactly what the goals are. I don't have any secret information. I don't have any contacts in New Zealand. But a lot of people have been waiting for the next false flag, because false flags are not rare. They're just an element of deception. It goes back to Sun Tzu. It goes back to ancient Chinese history. Deception has always been part of war. Saul Alinsky, never let a crisis go to waste. This is all entirely normal. And of course, as we expected, they had barely arrested the guy when the drumbeat for gun control began. I think it's important to remember that the two big previous pushes for gun control in the former British Empire, both in England and in Australia, were presaged by a similar mass shooting about which there were a number of questions concerning the validity of the attack. Now, especially in light of the criticism that you've taken over Sandy Hook, I think it's very important to remind the viewers that a false flag doesn't mean that the event is fake. There's a difference between a fake event and a false flag. A false flag just means that you're wearing the uniform of your enemy, or you're wearing the uniform of somebody that you want to be blamed who didn't actually do it. And the reason that I was immediately skeptical was because I read the manifesto, and as a editor, it read to me like a document that was written by several different people, as many as three or four different people. There's different writing styles in it. It's very unusual that there's this Q&A section. And the thing that probably was most glaringly apparent was that usually these sort of white supremacist nutcases are completely obsessed with Jews. And so there wasn't any of the over-the-top anti-Semitism of, the garden variety that you see all over the
No, it's all peanut internet. Clash of Civilizations a la Dick Cheney or Charlie Manson. It's all depopulation, globalist World War IV, Albert Pike master planning.
Yeah, and how many people that write long, boring manifestos about that sort of thing managed to get through it without going after the Jews on every other page?
And how do you get a bunch of guns into a country that are illegal? The whole thing is not even being debated.
That, and also the bizarre painting of slogans all over the weapons and on his shoes and that sort of thing. The dichotomy between the apparent effectiveness of the attack. A lot of people don't realize that number of victims is very, very high. It's unusual because usually, even in a place where people are unarmed, people run away, people throw stuff, people, stop stuff.
It's a record kill level.
Yeah, that may be. I don't know. But, the main thing is that there's just so many anomalies surrounding this thing that I think that at the very least, you have to be dubious about the rapidly agreed upon official story. I mean, yes, sometimes there are mistaken reports early on, like when they said originally there were two or three shooters and shootings in two different places simultaneously. Sometimes things get, misreported early on, but again, we see these kind of anomalies every single time you've got
sure, it has the same signature. It has the same signature. Plus, we have unity of propaganda instantly by corporate media globally. And then let's back up even further. We have Facebook and Instagram going down for days. And then right as they go up, this happens, meaning whatever was injected at that point would go mega viral.
There's so much that seems to be going on beneath the surface these days. I know that you don't put any credence into the whole sort of QAnon thing. I'm not what I would consider to be a believer myself.
Hold on, stay there. I mean, a lot of this stuff's true in there. I just think they can put disinfo in it. But let's get your take on that. Smart guy, Box Day's our guest. the Ides of March. I predicted they're going to have a big event. It'll be on the Ides of March or May 1st because they always do it on those dates. It's not like I'm a rocket scientist here. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, this is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're receiving this transmission.
Crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been saying for 15, 16 years, if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. As soon as Hillary lost, they copied that slogan exactly. Because they know our source, truth, justice, liberty, human empowerment, is the future. And we're resisting their anti-human agenda. Fox Dale will be with me 15 minutes the next hour. I'm 15 minutes behind today. And then out of the gates like a NASCAR on fire, Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, is coming up. I'm going to try to get to Andrew, Mick, Chris, Douglas, Griffin. You're all on the same subject. I'll get to you in the next segment, but then continue with Vox. But first off, just to illustrate this, when I see a black child or I see a white child or a Hispanic child, they're all super cute. And I have instinctively want to protect them and want to teach them and want to help them. So I don't care if you're black and being aborted or white being aborted or whatever. I'm against it. Not because I'm some virtue signaler. That's half the black people in this country don't get out of mama. Now, they're going to get born and taught to hate me and everything else, but I still can't be a demon and hate them before they've been brainwashed. Now, once you've been brainwashed and hate my ass, go ahead and try to kill me and see what happens. I'll kill your ass. But not because you're black, but because you've been brainwashed and are trying to hurt me. Now, that said, every news channel is plastered. Every personal life, every person that died, their mother, their father, their parents, their kids, the funeral coming up, the crying EMS, the crying police. When a Muslim ran over 200 and something people in France, they didn't show the names of anybody that got killed or the dead toddlers. They didn't show the funerals. When a couple hundred got run over at Christmas in Germany, they didn't show it. When they do all this stuff constantly, they don't show it. But on every channel, including Fox, crying EMS, crying police, crying parents, and then saying white people, white people, white people, white people, white people, white people. And it's obscene. And this senator in Australia said, listen, this is wrong. What happened? Nobody wants to kill these people. But you got Muslims doing it everywhere, and the media is not covering it. And so the common sense is people would do these type of attacks. I don't agree with that, but that's the primitive default, quote, twisted common sense perspective. So they got a provocateur. And the guy says he's trying to provocateur. And he's got the MO of a twisted leftist. But this was just during the break. With a crying EMS worker. And it's totally real. And people died. And it pulls your heartstrings. And it's a white guy. But again, you don't see this when Muslims kill millions of Christians. We don't exist. Here it is.
New Zealand looking to reform its gun laws in the wake of last week's massacre at two mosques. What we are learning now about how the gunman was able to get the weapons used in the rampage.
We ended up having to lift the bodies over top of other bodies onto our stretchers.
Show. When they blew up 1,300 churches the last few years, the Muslims did, from Europe to football events and music events in England to everywhere. They don't show you the little girls blown up. They don't show their families. So they're humanizing it now. What does that tell you? Good, I'm glad they're humanizing these people. But they don't do it when Christians die because it'd be every day. They just killed 60-something people in Nigeria, the Muslims did. Blew up their church. Fox State joins us. Fox, take over this segment. I'm ranting and get into why you question this and think it could be a false flag. And as you said, the different types of false flags. If you do something to blame a group, it's a false flag. If someone helps you, it's a false flag. A false flag just means who says they did it isn't exactly who did it.
Yeah, for example, when the Germans invaded, I believe it was Czechoslovakia, they shot a couple border guards and then put them in German uniforms. And then claimed that the Germans had been attacked. There's all kinds of false flags, like I said, that date all the way back to ancient Chinese military history. And so, it's important to remember that when you're saying false flag, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen or that it was a stage event with crisis actors or anything like that. With regards to what you're saying, in fact, I was about to raise that very point. 52 Christians, including women and children, were murdered by Muslim activists in Nigeria on Monday, last Monday. And no one has reported that. No one has put it on the evening news. You know, it's a, at best, it's a, you know, a link on a blog somewhere, a link on a minor.
You're right, it was 50 when it happened. I think it's 60 now, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm haven't kept up on it, obviously. It hasn't been splashed across my television, for, you know, every hour on the hour, like the events so much closer to home in New Zealand, you know. But the other thing, you know, people have asked me, okay, why would they do it in New Zealand? Why would this attack be staged in New Zealand? And I was thinking about that, and the only answer that I could come up with, well, actually there's two answers. One is if you're into the whole symbology, the fact that it happened in a place called Christchurch is potentially significant. But I think much more likely is the fact that New Zealand does not have strict gun control the way that Australia does. And compounding that is the fact that New Zealand has been the place that a lot of the globalists have been purchasing.
That's it. Land. The elite are making it their new capital.
Well, at least their new refuge. And so if you are a, let's say that things go awry, as I expect them to. You know, the globalist plan is not going to work. We know from the Bible that the nations will survive until the very end. And the pendulum is rapidly beginning to swing back. You know, George Soros is writing depressed articles and talking about how he feels like he's failed. Henry Kissinger is writing books about explaining why the neoliberal world order is collapsing. So,
no, you're right. They admit they've lost, and they're preparing rearguard actions. That's exactly the takeaway.
That's what I look at. And so when you think about where they're planning to go, because a lot of people are going to be incredibly angry. A lot of people are going to be as murderously inclined as this guy down in New Zealand, Tarrant or whatever his name is. And so if you are a billionaire and you feel like you're going to be a target when, you know, World War III or, you know, complete economic collapse takes place, then the last thing you want is to be going from the frying pan into the fire. And so, you know, I'm a science fiction writer. So, you know, if you want to dismiss this as just random science fiction speculation, that's fine. I don't pretend to have any special insight into this stuff. But I was just thinking, you know, when somebody asked me why New Zealand, that was the best answer that I could come up with.
Well, I'm very proud that back when Mark Dice was mad at me 10 years ago, and I love him to death, he woke up later and we were friends again. He memorialized one of his videos, because my YouTube channel's down. Jones is crazy. He claims that James Cameron's moving to New Zealand in case a Disease X gets released. I met with people, it's a long story and a lot of it's off record, who worked with James Cameron, a major director, major producer. And they said, listen, James Cameron's not all bad. He agrees with a lot you're saying. And he was going to go to total hologram movies and was going to change. But he said he's just given up because they believe this bioweapon is going to get released in the next few decades. And so he's building underground bases in New Zealand and getting everybody else to move there. And he has a fleet of ships that he writes off as oceanic investigation ships, which he's always looking for wrecks. No, he's afraid New Zealand will fall. He's got a private navy. He's hooked into some weird global intelligence agency. And then I later confirmed with a bunch of people I know in the military, Delta Force level, that indeed that's going on there with underground projects. And then now it's in the news they're making it their emergency redoubt or refuge and under collapse their command capital. So we'll be right back. That's all been confirmed now.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you.
by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By the way, Alex Jones here back live. Going 15 minutes the next hour. Fox Day. Yeah, I'm not just up here on air saying, oh, I had dinner and hung out for a couple days with a major director and some major producers of big films themselves who were working with James Cameron. It's like 15 years ago now, 12, 14 years ago. He had a whole new system of hologram movies, and no one would be able to have this in their house, and it was even the next level, and he just gave up and said, "Heck, forget it. It's all over. I'm moving to New Zealand. Everything's going to collapse." And then I ran into a lady who was owned one of the biggest defense contractor companies, and she said, "Oh, you're going to get really big in the next few years, but it doesn't matter. Everything's going to collapse, but you're spot on." And those are real stories. Like, when I told you this weekend, I got called by 2 national hosts who you could argue either one of these people could be the biggest in the country. You could say on the internet, you know, I'm big, but I'm not about who's big or small. The point is that they were telling me the inside baseball and, you know, things that were going on their front. So when I tell you these stories, I'm not just making this stuff up. Okay. So everybody I know is moving to Kauai, Tasmania, or New Zealand. And some people are moving to Eastern Europe. But they believe something huge is coming. And they, most of them say it's a bioweapon. It's a disease X. No one knows where it comes from. Wink, wink. We'll talk to Vox Day about that in a moment and take him in the next hour and take a few calls. By the way, though, we can turn all this around. We've turned a lot of stuff around. Just like they thought globalism would win, and now it's in trouble. So they're just going to go with the bioweapon to wipe us all out. Think that's going to work? If we point out you've got these bunkers, and we point out that that's your end game, if there ever is a bioweapon, even if you don't release it, some race-specific thing that kills 3 billion people, you're not going to be safe in those facilities that are all hidden in the mountains and at the those vineyards. And I mean, I've talked to the guys that install the stuff. Like, they've got, like, rocks that pop up and got, like, double 50-cal machine guns. And then I know you robots never came online yet, so you've got, like, former Special Forces people that are going to protect you and private jet pads and helicopter pads. Those guys hate you. The minute all this stuff goes down, you're all dead. I mean, you guys have really kind of built your own tomb. And I'm just telling you, it's not going to go well. It's going to be you, and you kind of ask for it to release the weapon. Your families that are going to be down in those bunkers as tombs, not as your redoubts. So I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you the way the cow ate the cabbage. And I do tend to know how the cow ate the cabbage. So we're going to win this fight if everybody takes action and everybody supports those of us in the spirit. They believe they can take out the leadership of the resistance and that the globalists are going to win. That's not the case. Alt Hero is up to its fifth edition now. It's great for kids, great for adults. Just came out, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's already a best-selling comic. They tried to suppress it. We also carry several of his books, Vox Day. It's all there. And we have Jordan Nettix, A Journey into the Mind of Humanity's Greatest Thinker. That is a satirical headline. And again, I think he does a lot of good, but it's where he's taking you. And I agree with Vox about that. So those are all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, store-wide free shipping and 50% off all the supplements, except people just do what I say around here. Like last week I get back and I go, and I want to put the protein bars and I want to put Turbo Force that are best sellers at 50% off. And they go, are you sure? And I said, yeah. Well, today they go, the reason we question that is they're almost sold out. I go, why didn't you tell me that? So a lot of stuff's about to sell out on 50% off. So everything will stay 50% off for the month of March, except stuff that's about to sell out. So tomorrow, the protein bars, Turbo Force, all that stuff's got to go back to regular price. It's about to sell out anyways. Morgan coming in for a few months. So get your Brain Force, get your Turbo Force, get your X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Good Iodine. We didn't think we could get any more. I played Gutsball, broke my contract. They came through, original manufacturer. We've got it again. And your purchase makes it all possible. Get some non-GMO heirloom seeds. Get water filtration, air filtration. Get a book, get a video, get some T-shirts. Spread the word. All of it is a win-win at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, whether you're listening to local radio stations or TV stations or watching online, spread the word. It's your word of mouth. Human power over the algorithm. Human power over the machines that will break their back. Okay, Vox, continuing, my friend. Getting into the false flag, what you think this symbolizes, the different types of false flags, the elites, as I agree, admittedly, going into a kind of a backtracking format right now. How do we know that's not a feint? What do you think?
We know it's not a feint because we can look at the historical trends. When you look at the openness and the wildly optimistic perspective that the social mood has enjoyed for the past 65 years, we're actually beyond the end of the pendulum. The pendulum is already swinging back. The reason that people have a difficult time understanding the way that the world works is because they tend to only look at what they've seen in their own lifetime. Most people don't read any history. Most people don't pay any attention to what's going on. But there's that old saying that those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The fact is, we're all doomed to repeat it. The only difference is some of us know what's going to happen. And so we've seen this massive expansion. We've seen this huge credit bubble, you know, larger than anyone in history, because it's transportation and finance now covers the globe. Well, we're heading into another period of crash.
That's right.
And nobody knows how bad it will be. Nobody knows the full extent of it.
And they thought they could sell the collapse as a environmental austerity. They know that's not going to work now, so they're really scared.
Yes, because the magnitude is too great, and also because they didn't have the courage, or else they were too short-term oriented and greedy, to allow the collapse to take place the three previous times it started to happen.
When it was more manageable.
Yeah, they could have let it crash in 1987. They could have let it crash in 2001. They could have let it crash in 2008. But in each time period, in each moment of crisis, they refused to allow the failing institutions to go out of business. They refused to accept the pain. They just pushed it down. You know, they kicked the can down the road. The problem is the can keeps getting bigger and bigger, and now it's like an oil barrel that's filled with cement. They can't kick it much farther. And so, you know, that's why the Chinese, for example, I find it a little ironic that the Western elites think they're going to run away to New Zealand, because New Zealand and Australia are going to fall under Chinese domination relatively quickly.
Well, maybe that tells you who they think's going to win. That's why they're moving there.
Well, the Chinese, I very much doubt. If you look at the way that the Chinese tend to regard the Western techno elite, I don't think that they would fare very well there. They're not very popular.
No, that's right. And they'd say, we're taking over militarily unless the New Zealand Defense Forces kill all these people in 1 week. And then they would just dictate to the New Zealand government.
Well, I don't know, but I just know that the Chinese don't look favorably on people who look down on them. And so, you know, the Chinese have a ancient civilization, and they're not impressed by any other civilization other than, you know, maybe for technological accomplishments and so forth. But you know, the big story that people don't pay attention to right now is the way that the Chinese are building up their armed forces, but they're doing it in a way to avoid provocation with the West. They don't want any sort of conflict right now, because they're much more interested in moving into Africa. You know, they have a plan.
That's their Lebensraum. That's their breadbasket. Their real Operation Barbarossa is into Africa right now. And, of course, we're doing nothing to block it because we're idiots.
Well, we can't block it. There's literally nothing the West could do about it except for go nuclear, which is not an option.
Yeah, that's quite
a bit. And so, you know, publicly they had a plan. The Politburo had actually approved a plan to settle 100 million Chinese settlers in Africa, and they formally withdrew it because there were so many diplomatic protests. But if you look what's happened and the way that they followed the lead of the International Monetary Fund, and they loaned a bunch of money to strategic
ports. Sure, they're doing what the West has done, but the West can go in still and make major deals with those leaders, because the Chinese are such hard bargainers. We could cut better deals now. There's been a strategic globalist move to not have the West dominate Africa. They've let China do it on purpose, is what I'm getting at, Fox.
Yeah, that may be.
Well, it could be ended right now if Trump took action, but of course it's not. We'll come out with Vox Day in 2 minutes. Unauthorized.tv. Want to hear what he's doing there? We've got all of his great comic books and Jordan Eddix, A Journey into the Mind of Humanity's Greatest Thinker, at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Globalist.